At the top of this printed page is Christ as judge, sitting atop a rainbow, with his feet resting on an orb, representing the earth and demonstrative of his dominion over it. Flanked by his mother Mary and cousin John the Baptist, Christ presides over the scene below. This woodblock print was created in 1493 as part of the Nuremberg Chronicle, an illustrated history of the world, treating topics as varied as geography, Christian scripture, fantastic beasts, and secular legends. Pages such as the one you see here were often printed as solo images, their large hand-colored illustrations making them both desirable and an affordable alternative to purchasing the entire book. At this point in European history, there was widespread belief in the imminent second coming of Christ and the dawn of the last day, when he would pronounce judgment over individual souls. In the scene at the bottom of the page, this event is depicted in vivid detail. To Christ's left, we see hell, represented by fire. A demon figure drags a soul from its grave to hell, where more demons are already torturing the damned. To Christ's right, heaven is depicted as a place of clouds and sunlight. There, St. Peter, holding his signature key, greets a neatly paired lineup of the blessed as they are received into heaven. The right and left sections of the page correspond to the objects appearing from either side of Christ's head. On the right springs the sword of judgment, while on the left is the lily of compassion. Throughout this image, aspects of the natural world help to define and illuminate the nature of more abstract religious concepts, such as heaven and hell, and ultimately illustrate the profound belief in an afterlife. This concludes our audio tour of Imagining the Divine, Religious Mythology and Art. As I hope I have demonstrated, when seen through the lens of religious studies, myths are not fictitious accounts, but instead stories central to religious beliefs. Myths can profoundly shape religious understanding and ritual, are worthy of explanation and exploration, and importantly, they are deeply true for the people who tell them. Thank you so much for joining us, and we hope to see you soon.